on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A marriage officer in KZN has called for clarification on the roles and responsibilities of registered officiants under the draft marriage bill. Public hearings got underway in KZN this week, with residents in Ulundi preparing to have their say today. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs says the proposed legislation aims to create a unified marriage act which will recognize all customary and religious unions. The bill prohibits marriages involving children and introduces a requirement that both prospective spouses be 18 years or older. Marriage officer Magaba Ngobane shared his thoughts on the bill at hearings in Josini yesterday.
If these laws are all under one umbrella, how are we going to function? Because our consciences do not allow us to accept all of these forms of marriages. And another thing that I want to ask for a clarification in connection with is the form that is used for marriages. I want to suggest that the form be amended or updated so that those who want to marry under a community of property and those who don't want to use the community of property marriage can also have an option to do so.
Durban's hearings take place tomorrow. During the feedback session in Gauteng, some participants called for the legal age of marriage to be raised to 21. They also asked for more protection for unmarried couples living together. Premier Tami Ntuli says they'll be assisting the families of KZN's flood victims with funeral arrangements. Nine people tragically lost their lives when heavy downpours triggered localized flooding in eThekwini and other parts of the province, causing several homes to collapse. Two people were swept away while trying to cross a swollen river in Ugu. Ntuli is heading to Kwamakuta this morning to assess the extent of the flood damage. And Deb Zinclair Sabir, who's with KZN Human Settlements, says a prayer service will be held at Durban's Greyville Racecourse.
We've witnessed the road crashes, destruction of roads, bridges and houses that collapsed on people while asleep. Our hearts are with the families who are in distress and mourning.
The Vatican says there's been a slight improvement in the Pope's health and he's even resumed some work, but still remains in a critical condition. Francis is spending a 12th day in hospital in Rome. The 88-year-old pontiff has pneumonia and a kidney problem. Daily evening prayers are taking place in St. Peter's Square. And a man has been arrested after he was caught smuggling £10,000 worth of cocaine in his wig. The 40-year-old was detained in Colombia as he tried to board a plane to Amsterdam. Pictures show police cutting off his toupee, which contained 19 capsules of the Class A drug. A recap of our lead story, a marriage officer in KZN has called for clarification on the roles and responsibilities of registered officiants under the Durban Marriage Bill. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.